It is the Stew Beat Showcase, and we bring to you
the Beat Club Podcast,
where producers are heard.
The best place to hear
new beat makers from around the globe.
Here we keep it real about the music.
Keep these beats, but we cut it. Simple and plain.
The help of our special guests and listeners worldwide.
If you wish to join our Beat Club Podcast community, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Beat Club Podcast.
And join our private producer group on Facebook by searching the Stew :
Beat Club.
Check, 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 check. There we go. All right, what's popping, everybody? How's everybody doing today? It's your boy, D-Loops, a.k.a. Do It All Loops, man. I'm here with my boy.
Trench, a.k.a. AV, was good.
What's popping, everybody, on this kind of gloomy, humid Sunday?
Yeah, I didn't know what to wear, obviously. I got a fucking hoodie on and shit.
There goes our summer, you know what I mean? But it is what it is, man. Well, welcome, everybody, man, to the Beat Club Podcast with Producers Are Heard. Number one place for producers to get heard every single Sunday. And yeah, shout out to us. And also, man, hold on, I gotta make sure I got all this shit correct, man. We're gonna do this on the fly. We also want to give a big shout out right now, man. Let's get our hands together. DJ Static is in the building, man. Let me make sure I get this. Make sure you got the palms ready. Got the palms ready.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Static, man.
Thank you.
How you doing, Saturday?
Man, I'm blessed. No, I'm happy to be on this show. I always wanted to be on the show. It was a big fan of the show. No, I want to give a shout out to Men Plus for even putting me onto the show. And
hey, our guy.
Yeah, man. It's the homie right there, Brother Noomsy.
And I know we talked about it, but the people might want to know, you know, where are you at currently?
Oh, you know, I'm at the job, you know what I'm saying? I'm on standby, so you know.
Get that paper.
I wasn't trying to, that's it. So, you know, just being on the grind and at the end of the day, doing what you love as well, you know?
Facts. That's all you got to do, family. Yeah. Make sure I got this right, too. 1 second, bros. All right. Oh, there we go. All right. Now we're Gucci. I had to make sure all the sound was good, man, so we can hear you crystal clear. Can you still hear me good, King?
Yeah.
All right, bet. So, we got Motivate Marin coming in soon, man. I usually go around and talk to the bros and make sure everybody is good. Trent, anything that you want to say to the people?
Shit, nah. You ain't got nothing to say to these motherfuckers.
Oh, damn.
Nah, I'm playing. I'm doing good, though. I'm doing good. You know what's funny? That smoker you gave me a while ago, you just smoked some of that shit yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I smoked it before, but.
Congratulations.
Smoked it yesterday, and I'm still high.
I'm happy to hear that. You know, happy to hear that, man. You know what I mean?
Sure. I feel good though. I slept wonderful, wonderful.
Good job, player. Good job, player, man. Well, also, man, shout out to everybody out there in the producer community. Trenchman, is anybody out there that we got a shout out as well, man? Just so I can get some gunshots, make sure my blick is ready.
Yeah, Peter Perfect in the building.
Blick ready. Oh yeah, it's ready.
The Grinch in the building.
Oh, the Grinch in the building too?
Yeah.
Look at that. Make it. There we go. We ready.
DQ in the building. What's up?
What's popping?
Gotta send the alerts out.
All right, cool. You ain't gonna get in trouble from hearing gunshots at work, are you?
Heavy ass gun.
Thank you, man.
Yo, that's a heavy ass gun, though.
They didn't cap on my musket, bro. They didn't cap on my musket, man. DJ Static, man, how have you been just throughout the whole pandemic, just throughout life in general? How are you doing, sir?
Listen, I'm blessed. Like, once that, you know, any day above the ground, it's always a good thing.
Big facts.
You know, during the pandemic, I was definitely working. I was still working my job, and I also was making beats at the crib and at the job at times, so... I stay busy at the end of the day, despite what's going on in the world. Like, you know, you just got to walk in your own light. You know what I mean?
Sir.
Now, wait, did I hear you right? You were also making beats at work?
Yeah.
When? Or like on your lunch break? Like, how does that, how did you make that happen for the people that might want to follow in your shoes?
Yeah, man. Listen, at the end of the day, you know, you always have random thoughts of music. So why not, you know, you know, this is why technology is great. You know, like you could be on your phone making beats, you could bring your laptop, beats, you know.
And what program have you been using on your, like, on your phone or whatever to make your beats on the fly?
Well, I was using the NPC app, but now I've been using Koala on my phone. Yeah, that app is wonderful. I suggest y'all try it out. It's dope. $5, you can't beat it.
Word? Right. Yo, these apps are dangerous.
Yeah. That don't sound free. I like it.
Yeah. Koala is a problem. But I usually use my main thing is Ableton. I use Ableton VSTs. I got an MPC Live. I got an MPC 2000. I got a DeepMind 16. I got all the doors. Like, I use every door. So,
as you should, man. I actually believe in that. I feel like, you know, sometimes we can kind of get lost in just like one program, one DAW, like trying to perfect that. But I think if you have different types of equipment, you know what to go to for what sound. And sometimes it's just like, I'd rather have a bunch of tools than just one. You know what I mean? Just to get the job done.
Absolutely.
But let me ask you this.
Yeah, and you know, not for nothing. Most of these doors are all the same if you really think about it, you know?
Yeah, big
facts. It's like comparing it to, like, you want to compare the whips. You want to compare it to whips. Like, it's a preference. Like, you want to drive an Audi, you want to drive a BMW or, you know, or Tesla. It's all preference.
Yep. Okay, so then on top of that, we also have some beats that you sent in as well. So we're going to be playing some of those as well today as well. So people that are listening right now that want to know what the DJ Static sound is, man, he sent some joints over. And these are going to be, these are new joints or never before heard joints, or these beats that you sent over, are these like unreleased?
It's some unreleased. Some, it's, you know, some stuff I've been working on, some I had from before, so.
All right, cool. So we're going to take a nap on that.
It's joints. This yeah.
I could tell because the way you smiled when you was like, you know, some slight. And then I got to ask this as well, man. The name DJ Static, where did it come from?
You know, it's crazy. When I was in high school, like, I had one of my dudes that he used to always read comic books. And, you know, he was like, yo, man, I'm going to give you a DJ name. He's like, I think your name should be Static. It's like, this dude was ill in the comic books. And I was just like, all right, so I guess I'll roll with it, you know? We're talking back in 1992.
So your first name was your only name? You didn't have a name before that?
Nah, it was just, I called myself AG with my initials. That was it. And then after that, you know, when he gave me a name, I was just, all right, cool, I rock with him. So I stuck with it ever since.
Dope, man, dope. And then when exactly did music come into your life? Like, when you started taking it serious?
You know, brief history real quick. I was actually in a string orchestra when I was in sixth grade. And then the high school I went to, I was in a string orchestra at this junior high school. So I played the violin for like a year, but my main thing was the electric bass. So I played electric bass all the way to my eighth grade. I played in concerts for my school. And then when I went to high school, I was trying to get in the band and they didn't accept me. So that's why I started picking up DJing at 14. And then I guess 4 years later, shout out to my man, Gabe, he bought an MPC 3000. So you say by 1996, I started working on the 3000.
Mm-hmm.
And, I had experience with using the SP, the S950. I've used that as well. And then from there, I just went and got myself a 2000 that dropped. You know, and ever since then, that was it for me. You know,
so how much was the 2000 at the time?
What happened?
I said, how much did it cost to own a 2000 at that time?
Fully expanded was like $1,300.
Damn.
So that's where with the effects and with the 8 outs. Yeah, like around 13, I want to say 1300, 1400,
Man, that's crazy. I didn't mean to cut you off. It's just, I think it's a little, I have to salute everybody that ever bought equipment, you know, years ago when it was super expensive just to have like some turntables, not even the best turntables, like the best set of equipment. Like, I don't know what you had to do to get what you had to get back then. Salute to everybody that had equipment back then. Because I think, you know, like you said, $5 for an app, and now you can make beats on your phone. Right. But back then, you guys had to, I don't know what you did to get what you got to get, bro, but salute to you.
We don't need to know.
I mean, it was a lot. I just leave that at that.
And before we get to these beats, I also got to ask you, because you played some actual instruments. Like, how did that influence what you do now? Like, that didn't just go away. I don't know if you still pick up instruments nowadays, or did it just do something for your ear? How did it influence
the music? I've always trained by ear. I read a little bit of music. I wasn't that great reading music, but I could definitely detect the note and just play it right away. You know, that's one gift I was blessed with. And I think, like, playing by ear, like a lot of people back in the days played by ear, you know? It was just like, it was common, you know? Like, even, like, doing bass lines now for me is easy. And even playing chords and understanding how chords work, like, you know, you have your diminished, you have your inverted. You know, you have different styles of chords, you know? You can actually make your own chords, too, you know? So, it was cool.
And then knowing what you know now, I mean, sometimes I used to hate on it, but, like, you know, equipment nowadays now makes it so that you can play a chord easily by the push of a pad. You know, like, it makes it super simple nowadays. Do you feel any way about that? But does that kind of help you out, or do you like to just go and still play your own chords?
It depends on the situation. You know, if they don't have chords that I'm looking for, I'll just play my own, you know?
Yeah.
Those programs do help, though. I'm not going to front. Like, I wouldn't hate on it. I mean, you know, it's just, it expands your learning of how chords work.
Mm-hmm. There you have it.
So I really wouldn't hate on that. Everybody says it's a cheat code, but I don't think it's a cheat code.
Yeah, I was one of those people. So I started using that motherfucker.
But you learn, but I'm pretty sure you learned from it too, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This is what we about to do, y'all. So we got DJ Static here, man. Beat Club Podcast in the building. We're about to listen to some beats. So shout out to all the producers that sent something in. Trent's man, you ready to listen to some beats as well?
Yeah, let's go, man.
All right, let's see what's good. Let's see what's popping. Let's get it.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
All right, y'all, what we do each and every Sunday here at the Beat Club Podcast, we have a place called thebeatclubpodcast.com where producers can go and upload as many fire beats as possible. We take these beats and we place them in the folder and we play them for the first time ever on our show. We go around a room, and this is our virtual room, being that DJ Static is in our virtual room right now, and we're going to ask each host, would they keep it or cut it, alongside our live audience on YouTube, on Twitch, we're on Periscope right now as well, and Facebook.
Yeah.
So we're out there right now, so feel free to let us know if you would like this beat, if you keep it, if you cut it, and feel free to let, you know, the comments fly. And DJ Static, just know this is a completely raw platform, and our producers definitely do love straightforward feedback. So don't keep anything back whatsoever. But let me see what we have right now. We're going to go through a couple of beats, man. Let me see. Trench, who's the first person on the chopping block today?
All right. First up, we got Anahata Beat Speaker. This joint is called Hidden Dragon.
All right, let's take a listen to right now on the Beat Club Podcast. Keep it, cut it, let's get it, let's go.
The Beat Club. Beat Club.
Ivy Club. Let's talk about it. Would you keep it? Would you cut it to hear someone special on it? Me and Trent were just talking about how we felt like we might have heard something like this before from Anahata, but I can't really tell. I felt like we did as well.
Yeah, I think so.
But I mean, based off of just listening to it again, you know what? I'm gonna let DJ Static speak on it. DJ Static, man, what's the word? Would you keep it? Would you cut it? How'd you feel about it?
It was cool. It was cool. The drums were hard. No.
Now, would it make a beat tape with your name on it, saying that DJ Static co-signed this?
Nah.
All right. That's fair. So, if that's the case, is there anything that you can kind of say this producer should work on or tweak with the mix, or are you just kind of like...
No, see, the drums were cool. The drums were cool. The mix was decent. I mean, it's not really, like, the sample's, like, very, very, very dark for me, you know?
Yeah. So, DJ Static, I know this is a little hard for you to do. It's usually hard for all, I guess. You got to tell us if you would keep it or cut it before we move on. So, you going to cut this one?
I would keep it. Not for my mixtape. Not for my beat tape, but I'll keep it, though.
Oh, no, but we making your beat tape right now.
Oh, nah, if this was beat tape, nah, I'll cut it.
All right, Trenchman, what's the word?
Yeah, I think it's produced pretty good, but I agree with everything Static said. It's very gritty, and I do like the drums on it, but it just, I don't think it was my taste, so I'm going to cut it this time.
All right, cool. People also saying what, Griselda, and yeah, it looks like it's going to get cut today, so let's just throw it out there, man, see what's good, if I had this right.
Cut it.
Yeah.
Alright, cool. Yeah, for my mood today, that
it just that wasn't it.
Yeah. Alright, not today.
Let's get to one other one real quick now. What we got next?
Next up we got. Can't find my mouse.
Yeah. That's a different name.
Sure.
What's his name?
Nah. That was me bugging. I couldn't find my mouse because I got two screens and shit.
Oh.
Next up, we got A.O. Quincy with Free Rio.
All right, cool. We're going to take a listen right now to the B-Club Podcast. Keep it and cut it. Let's get it. Let's go.
Yo, you! Hey, you!
Y'all, let's talk about a big club. Would you keep it? Would you cut it? You hear someone special on it? I'm gonna go around and talk to the bros. Is anybody in this virtual room keeping this beat? Got it?
The switch up was entertaining for me, so I would keep it.
Okay. All right, so that's a keep from DJ Static. Trench, what's the word?
I'm gonna keep it, but my only feedback is the mix. The mix is a lot better.
Yeah, the mix.
Like, this shit don't even have to do too much. It was interesting off the rip. And just for that, I'm going to keep it, but got to mix it a little better.
I'm going to say that I thought it was cool. It was a little repetitive at the beginning and almost had me feeling as though I wasn't going to hear anything happen later, but I did enjoy once it started switching up and had a little bop to it. So I'm going to throw up my safe keep just to get it out the way, and that means, I guess, that's two keep it, one safe keep it, first keep it of the day. Okay.
Keep it.
Good shit. We got our first keeper, man. You know what that means? We got to throw up our number one there on the top right there because it's going to be crazy. Boom. And here we go. All right. So, DJ Static, you sent in a couple of beats, and I want to make sure that people get to hear some of your new production as well. Now, you sent over five joints. Five joints. Do you care which one I play?
Six. I did say.
Oh, I'm missing. I can find it then. Is there one that you would like for us to play right now? I have Swinging, Daisy Lady, No Guidance, Watermelon Man, and Claire.
I want to hear Watermelon Man.
I do want to hear Watermelon Man. All right, cool. I want to hear Watermelon Man as well. Yeah. So we can play that. All right, cool. But here's the deal, y'all. DJ Static sent us some beats. We play some of these beats. And me and Trent picked Watermelon Man, so that's what we're going with first. So you guys let us know how you feel about it right now to beat the podcast. Let's get it. Let's go. I like that a lot.
Yeah, so, you get an official stamp. I hate you.
Yeah, we gotta put that out there. Put it out there, man. That was fire.
That's like feel good grind music.
Yeah, that was dope. I'm gonna do another one. I'm gonna pick Daisy Lady, Swinging, No Guidance, or Claire.
Daisy Lady.
All right, cool. Let's go on that one. Take a listen to it right now. Beat Club Podcast. Let's get it. Let's go.
On my fuck you list. I hate you. I like that shit. That shit is fire.
Bro.
Appreciate y'all.
Yo, I might need that. I might need that beat. I don't even rap, but I might need that.
Fuck it. I'm doing one more. There's no way. He can't be three for three. Swinging, No Guidance, Claire.
Swinging.
Fuck with you. Peek Club Podcast. Let's get it. Let's go. Yeah.
What Rock Wilder say? The dumbness. Yo, I'm gonna just say this. You know how I said I gotta be in like a zone to get back to making beats? That just did it. I'm in the lab this week.
I absolutely second that.
That's what I needed.
There's certain producers or beats that you hear that just like, yo, I gotta go hit the lab today.
Yeah.
Thank you for sending over those joints. All of them joints is fire. All of them joints is fire, bro.
So I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, man.
You might need to put one of those on the tape.
Facts.
Just gonna let you know, man. So let me ask you this. When did you start making beats? Or what got you to start making beats? I mean, got DJ Static, but what made you like, you know what, I'm just gonna start making these beats and I'm gonna take it serious?
So what happened was, you know, I was DJing and I always I always loved playing instrumentals. So I was like, you know, I want to have my beats on wax one day. Mm. So I was like, well, in order for that to happen, I would have to start learning the trade of making music. You know, that was just really that. Like, my man Gabe, you know, he was in high school with me and he just got a 3000. So I was always at his crib watching him make beats. And then he actually had me make a beat on the 3000. I was like, yeah, this is it. You know, so once I got that, once I got the 2000, it was just no stopping after that, you know? It was quite an experience. That's what I would say. I mean, I got around the SP950, mm-hmm. SP12. That was also an experience. I mean, my thing is I love learning new equipment. You know what I'm saying? I always wanted to be like versatile. Like just in case if I was in a situation where there's like, yo, listen, this is what we got. We need you to make something hot. Can you do it? And there should be no reason.
Were you one of those people that always got the instruction manual or just go right into it?
You know what? The manual, I don't think I ever picked up a manual.
Black people,
I'll be honest with you, I was that person. You know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. I could read, though. I definitely could read. I just didn't, you know.
Nah, man.
I just think that everything is trial and error, man. Like, finding your sound is a trial and error, you know? Like, I just messed around so I figured it out. I mean, but then again, I was learning from Gabe. Like, he was showing me different commands. So, like I said, once again, the language. It's always going to be the same regardless, no matter what door or what machine you use. You know, like truncating, sampling, you know, those terms. You know, they, you know, once you know those terms of what they do, it should be easy.
Facts. Absolute facts. I put a sample when it comes. I mean, I do video too, but I feel like when I learn audio programming, it's easy for me to also do video regardless of the program. You're chopping and you're cutting and you're moving. It's kind of the same thing. But don't nonetheless. So I'm also looking at your production credits that you got here, man. And I mean, I didn't know much about you, but I'm goddamn, bro. You've been putting some work for quite some time, and you got some names here as well. Out of the names that you, because I'm looking at, I see you got Fife Dog, you got Redman, I got Memphis Bleak, PD Crack. Like, was there any artist that you worked with that you would just like? I don't want to say just the word. Was there any artist that you worked with that kind of just gave you like they fed off your energy, you fed off their energy, and you guys made like the perfect duo that day or that perfect track that day? Like, was there any artist that you can remember that had like the perfect synergy with you? I'm a poor man.
I want to say Redman.
That's one of my favorite artists.
I feel like I want to say Redman.
Yeah, Redman, you know, he was very down to earth, man. Here's a tip that I'll tell everybody, man. You know, I always tell people, stand your ground, no matter who it is. You know what I'm saying? If you feel that something could be better, like, project that. You know what I'm saying?
Why, is that something that occurred when you guys were in the studio?
He referenced a record of mine. And then he sent it to me, right? And there was something about the record. I forgot what it was. It was something about the record. I told him that, yo, you know, I told him that, yo, it's dope. I feel like you could definitely have a better attack on the record more, like, you know what I'm saying? I really go in more. Then when he listened to it, he hit me back. He was like, you know what? You know, I really appreciate the fact that you told me that, because, you know, now it would, like what he would say, he said that, I'm trying to remember what he said. He said, for the fact that you was able to point that out to me, I really respect your ear as a producer.
Hmm. I want to also say this. I mean, I'm not sure where both of you guys were at that time, but sometimes I don't think producers are comfortable voicing their opinion that much with an artist, especially of the caliber of, like, you know, like a Redman or anybody else on that list. Were you kind of like, did you just voice your opinion right away? Or you was like, damn, if this is Redman, do I not say this? Were you questioning it? Or you just felt like, look, we want the best music at the end of the day, so let me give him my 2 cents.
Nah, I had to let them know. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's like you gotta stand for some or fall for anything. I mean, I know a lot of people would have took the opportunity and they'd have been very excited about it. But at the end of the day, we all make music. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, for me, it's all about the best result. I want to get the best result. I know, you know, studying him, I know his potential. So, you know, I always think about the integrity of the record more than anything else.
As you should. And I think that makes artists appreciate it as well, man. So that's dope. That's dope. Because, I mean, there's some people that just get their first placement and they don't want to say anything. Like, I remember submitting a track or getting a track and hearing it back. And I was like, yo, this shit is garbage. But it was on my beat. And I was just so happy that someone had performed something on my record that I didn't say anything. But it was trash, though. Absolute trash.
Well, and here's another thing. What makes it difficult nowadays is, like, you know, people record in different studios. So it's like back then, you know, you could come into the studio and meet the person, track out the beat, right? Mm-hmm. Nowadays, it's like send me the 2-track and I record it in my bedroom.
Right.
And then you don't get to hear the final mix till they're about to put it out.
Yeah.
And then by then, it's like, when do you voice your opinion?
Facts. Facts. Then there's no real chemistry there either. You know what I mean? So.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And that's big. I think that's super big. So. I'm glad you dropped that gem to all the producers and beat makers and people that just make music, period. Do not ever be afraid to voice your opinion, especially if you guys have the same intent, and that's to make great music. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a couple more beats. So we're trying to beef up this beat tape, because the best beats we heard so far came from DJ Static.
Facts. Still hate you.
Trench, man. Who we got next, bro?
Next, the show's over because he done stopped the whole shit.
He do got a couple more in the folder, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Anyway, next up we got Jean-Pierre, and this is called Out in the Cold.
All right, we're going to take a listen to it right now on the B Club Podcast. Keep it a cut it. Let's get it. Let's go. Kind of beautiful, right? It's real beautiful.
Hell yeah.
You know what? I ain't gonna front. I like it. You know
what else? What up, Static? Tell us.
I like it. You know what it reminds me of? Like updated version. No disrespect. An updated version of We Are the World.
Yeah, yo, that's what I said when the beat was playing. Y'all couldn't hear me. I said, yo, it sounds like We Are the World. Like, this shit is. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it was that clap. Yeah,
it is beautiful.
So let me ask you though, DJ Static,
good too.
Would you keep it though for the beat tape we trying to make today? Would you keep it?
That's the only thing.
See, right that's there. That. See the look.
Yeah, I would. Like,
you would, right?
It, I would.
Beautiful.
I would. It's beautiful.
All right. Trench,
hold on 1 second.
Yep.
Yeah. Go. So, yeah. Fuck that. I'm keeping it. This shit. It was dope.
It was dope.
Yeah. I think it was dope. Ain't nothing we're used to hearing on the show. We don't get beats like this a lot.
It was beautiful.
It was just dope, man.
It made me feel pretty inside. Okay, we got, what are people keeping it to?
Yeah, let's see.
I'm ready to fall
this
in love.
This is nice. I can see someone like Tyrese singing this song. I'm ready to fall in love listening to this song.
This shit makes you want to hold hands and interlock.
GQ cut it. He's not with the soft shit. He want to hear some bangers. I know. This could be good for a romantic drama movie or a Lifetime movie.
Sound like it's getting kept.
Yeah, it's getting kept for sure. Keep it. The face says, I like the beat. I like that beat.
Let's get another one then. Who we got next, man? I do want to hear like a hard hitting beat as well. That was kind of soft.
Well, probably not going to hear from this person.
Damn.
Because he be sending them belly roll certified joints. Next up, we got Johnny Chim with Jason. Oh, never mind.
That sound crazy, though.
That sound like some killer shit.
All right. Take a listen right now to B Club Podcast. Keep it or cut it. Let's get it. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Make mommy proud, Jason. Kill for mother. They deserve to die, Jason. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Remember me, Jason. Make them remember. Hunt them down. Hunt them down. Make them pay. Kill them on the street.
All right, B Club, let's talk about this one. Let us know, would you keep it, cut it, to hear someone special on it? Trench, man, what's the wire?
Sound like some straight killer shit. I like that. Finally, something different from Johnny. It wasn't belly roll certified, but shit was fucking hard.
All right.
And I don't know. I guess the energy for today is like epic, emotional ass beats.
Epic emos. Emo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go to DJ Static. Let me see if Static's feeling this beat. Static, what's the word? You keeping this?
I keep it.
Damn,
he looked like he didn't want to keep it.
All right, so if you guys.
No. I keep it, though. I keep it.
You keep it? I feel like we already have two, anyways. All right, so I'm going to say this. I feel like this was cool. However, that snare was too faint for me. I feel like for it to be this emotional, that snare was very premature. So, yeah, I feel like it needed more body, more presence. But besides all that, it was definitely dope, definitely cinematic.
That bass drop,
yeah,
that shit's dope.
So, yeah, I guess I'll keep it as well. We'll throw it out there. Why not? Yeah.
GQ said he's keeping it, and he's playing Friday the 13th right now.
That's actually a great fucking game. A great, great game. So, like, let me try to throw this up there because I feel like we kept one and we kept another. So we could be at three by now.
What else did we keep?
I feel like we kept out in the cold.
We did.
Yep, that's three right there. So something else I'm gonna do.
That's the We Are the World remix, right?
Yeah.
Yes. See, he know. So one thing I'm also gonna do too is I'm also gonna play another beat from DJ Static, just because he sent some joints over. And Static, man, I know you couldn't hear us while this beat was playing, but we were talking about how your beat actually just really got our gears going, as far as like, yo, we need to go make some beats today. Like, you tapped into this man's like West Coast second life.
I gotta send you my shit.
Like, yeah,
my shit's like. Like in that vein,
it's email not as me, good. Man. Y'all got my nah, man. Email me, man. I like to hear it, man.
All right, but
matter of fact, who is some of your biggest influences?
You got Jay Dilla, you got Khalil.
Khalil's a
You got vitamin D. Vitamin B, that's the homie. He's ill. You got Knox. You got Focus.
Focus.
Yeah.
Hey, you got some phones.
So wait, let me ask you on a what do you call it? A producer Mount Rushmore of influences for you. Who would make it?
Good question.
I would put Dilla. I will put Dilla. I will put Premier. Oh man, it's three left, right?
Yep, and we're gonna put this out there. Like,
Dilla,
this will be
Premier. Dilla, Premier. No, I'll even put Rockwilder. I'll put Rockwilder in there.
You gonna put yourself?
I will put Yeah, I could put myself. Yeah, why not?
Why not, right?
That right there is the perfect segue to this next beat, man. So we got something in, from DJ Static. So, Trench, we've been pretty good.
Yeah.
We got No Guidance or Claire. I kind of like No Guidance.
No Guidance, yeah.
All right. Let's take a listen right now. DJ Static, Beat Club. Let's get it. Let's go. DJ Static, man, yo, I just need to know what you do. Like, what is your routine? What you eat? What you drink, bro? Like, what's going on, man? This is fire, son. What's going on? I'm gonna just put that shit in the background. We're gonna put that in the background.
Yo,
this shit's nuts. Is this out there somewhere?
Nah.
Oh, we got a Beat Club exclusive.
Yeah, I'm fucking amazed.
Yeah,
I don't even want to, like, the show's over. Like, I'm thinking of making a beats right now.
But that's good because you got inspired. We're supposed to inspire one another, you know what I mean, on the day-to-day basis. That's just supposed to happen. And honestly, I haven't heard. That's four beats, four for four, that I've been completely feeling.
Yo, it's really hard to take a popular song like that. Even my kid knows this shit. If he heard your version of this shit right now, he would be like, yo, I like this dad.
Dancing like a motherfucker.
Yes.
Yeah, man. It's trying to just basically, you know, for me, like, even like with DJing, you know, people DJ all the time, but it's like, say, like, if you're in front of a crowd, you got to give them a reason why they should know who you are. So, you know, like, that's why, for me, I like doing tricks and whatnot on the turntable. So how do I implement that in production? Well, you take something famous that people know and show them what you can do with it.
But you have to leave your mark on it, though. Like, we've had other producers that might take a really famous sample, a famous song, but they might just add the drums to it, whatever. Like, this right here got the stank all on. You know what I mean? You got to be able to outperform the original just a little bit.
Man,
this shit got stank on it, bro.
I agree with Brown Jewel.
I mean,
you see that?
Shout out to Brown Jewel. That's the homie right there. Shout out to Brown Jewel. But yeah, I mean, I ain't going for like me going into like when I attack something, I always I try my best to make it better than original. Like even with remixes, like, you know, my man Marin, he got a couple of my remixes that I sent him, and that's I just been on that tip, that rave tip lately with doing remixes, and not for nothing. It's a challenge. It is a challenge. I'm not gonna say it's not, it's a challenge, but I love it. Sure.
Yeah. Do you have a certain formula? Do you like go for like the most popular parts? Or like what's your approach to it? If it sounds funky, like what do you do?
I go with songs that I can resonate with, and then I just remix it from there. You know, when I get a chance, I can go on my page. I posted every remix I've done. I mean, so far the favorite's been what's her name? Her, the song called Damage.
Mm-hmm.
I remixed that. I remixed Macy Go, Mystery Lady. Actually remixed Cardi B Up. So hey, all that's really on the page. You know what I'm saying? If I get a chance, I want to check it out. It's all on my IG page.
Okay, can we let people know just on your IG page or your web page?
No, you can go on my IG page. You know, it's on DJ Static 222 on IG.
I bet we're actually gonna put that out there. Got it. 222 on IG, Instagram. DJ Static 222. That's my birthday. Boom.
Stop playing. That's your birthday?
This is Bird, bro.
That's my birthday.
Birthday
too.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shut the show down, son. Real niggas in the room.
That's crazy.
Yes, that's why Marin ain't in the studio today, because he would have been outnumbered. That's why. What up? You know what? That's what the fuck is up. I'm going to say something to you, though, like on some birthday stuff, right? Next year, you got to make sure you do something super special, because that'll be the only time in life and that's going to be 2222. Got to be somewhere special or do something special. That's crazy. I don't even got
to. You know what's funny? You know what's funny? What's funny is on that day on 22222, I'm gonna turn 44.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, you about to something amazing is about that's to happen. Crazy. That's dope. Tell me where you spending your birthday.
I know we might have to come out there.
I'm just saying, man.
If something special happens, I'll definitely let y'all know to come through.
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm trying to be in Greece for my birthday. I'm just letting you know. I think I'm going to Greece.
Whatever. I'll try to make it.
All right, cool.
That's fucking dope.
I'll try to make it.
Dope, man. Dope. So, DJ Static, man.
It's 2:22 right now. It's 2:22.
Get out of here, fam. Oh, right now. We winning. So, yo, the universe has been talking to me all week. All week. That's what's up.
That's crazy.
That's what's up. So, DJ Static, what's next for you? Like, you know, I mean, like, half the year is behind us. The world and opened, and we don't know what's about to happen in the future. It's going to open, stay open and close or whatever. But right now, what's happening in the future with you so that the people can pay attention to it?
I truly believe, you know, what I'm doing, somebody's going to say something. I might be doing remixes for popular artists. And eventually, I would like to tour. I'd like to go on my own tour where I can bring producers on with me to showcase music.
Fire.
That'll be super dope.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we gotta really open up this producer community. So, I mean, there's a way where, you know, I'm sorry, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, sorry about that. If there's a way that we could just spread the talent out there, you know, to different parts of the world, I'm all for it. You know, if I could like bring, you know, some people with me to showcase with me as well, that'd be dope too. But definitely, there's a big community of producers out there. We need to be out there as well, just like the artists.
Facts.
So, yeah.
Big facts. Matter of fact, I mean, you're based out of New York, right?
Yes.
Yeah, man, we're gonna be touring soon. When we come out to New York, if you're available, we would love to have you come through, man.
100%.
Definitely, I'm all for it.
All right, cool. Because I mean, we haven't toured in over a year and a half.
Yeah, about
because
two.
Of the pandemic. Yeah, almost 2 years. So yeah, and New York has always shown us like a bunch of love, man. So we need to go back out there And yeah, please bring whatever those beats that you play. Yeah, bring those with you, please, bro. Like, for real, bro. Are we still good for a couple of minutes? I know you had a little time constraint. I want to make sure you're good.
No, you're good. You're good. You can rock out.
All right, cool. So what we're going to do, we're going to dive into a couple more beats right now with DJ Static and the Beat Club Podcast. Trench Man, who is next on our chopping block, bro?
All right, next up we got Manny B. Shy.
My guy.
And it's just called Piranha.
All right, let's take a listen right now to Beat Club Podcast. Keep it or cut it. Let's get it. Let's go.
Manny B. Shy, you know what's that?
Club, let's talk about it. Will we keep it? Would you cut it? If you hear someone special on it, I'm gonna go around the room and talk to the bros to see what's good. Is anybody here in this virtual room cutting this beat?
Hell no.
DJ Static, man, you cutting this beat? He's like, nah, bro, it's not happening. So sounds like we're gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it. I thought it was dope, so I'll just throw it out there.
That's it. Ain't it simple?
Keep it. So that means we have foul. Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's foul.
Yep.
I'll make sure we go with the foe.
Right here down.
We got the foe. Booyah. All right, cool.
It's definitely a keeper.
Definitely a keeper? I bet. We four more away from a beat tape. So here's the thing. If we make it to eight keep it, DJ Static, you have to come up with the name of the beat tape. Because once you come up with the name, we'll design it, we'll mix it, and we'll put it out there on all streaming platforms. And it'll definitely say A&R by DJ Static and Beat Club Podcast. So the name is... Sure, like it's definitely your responsibility before the end of the show. If we make it to eight,
okay. Cool.
All right, Trench Man, who we got next?
Cool with it.
Next up, we got Magnetic. This is a newbie. This is called Sunset. It's from SG. I'm not sure who that is.
Me neither. We're gonna take a listen right now to Beat Club Podcast. Keep it or cut it. Let's get it. Let's go. All right, Beat Club, let's talk about this one. Would you keep it? Would you cut it to hear someone special on it? I'm just going to be straightforward and say on my end, it sounded a little muddy during like amongst some of the frequencies. It was a little too much. And then like some of these tones, they're not the right tones. They're not really talking to one another. So I'm going to cut it. It wasn't my cup of tea when it comes to that. But Trench, what's the word?
I hear what you were trying to do, but just certain sounds didn't go together. So I'm going to cut it. And SG is a Singapore.
Oh, a Singapore audience. Salute to you for submitting. I don't know if this one's going to get cut or kept, but salute to you. Let's go to DJ Static. DJ Static, what's the word? Gave you the scissors, so you know what that means. Let's throw it out there.
Cut it.
Damn, homie.
That's all right, bro. Keep submitting.
Facts. Let's get to this next one, man. Let's see what's good.
Let's find my mouth. Oh, we got the brother Scotty Flipping with 200 Reasons. It's been a minute, too.
all the way from Massachusetts. Let's keep it. Let's take a listen right now to B Club Podcast. Keep it, cut it. Let's get it. Let's go.
The Beat Club.
B Club, let's talk about this one. I'm keeping it, but Static, Trench, what's the word, man? Are we cutting this beat or are we keeping this beat?
Easy keep.
What's the word, Static? Oh, wait, we can't hear you, King. I think you're muted. Here, let me unmute your mic. Oh, yeah, you have to unmute your mic. That's all.
Hold up.
He got it. Yep, we can hear you.
Yeah, keeper.
Keeper as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hitting.
That was definitely hitting. All right, man, cool. So we're going to throw it out there and see what's good. We're going to throw out the keeper. And let me do this right here. Hey, Static, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What was one lesson that you learned just being in the production game, just in a music game period, that you would want to share with producers that are upcoming? A lesson that you learned from that, you know, if you were like, you know, if you knew this early, it might have saved you some time and maybe some struggle.
Keep your day job.
Can we talk on that? Can we? You know what? I think that is a great thing to hear, especially because you're also at work right now. So, like, can you talk about that? Because I feel as though, you know, especially with rappers as well. J. Cole mentions this. Like,
yes,
people don't. We glorify the whole flexing, you know, flossing, and, you know, this whole being your boss. I get it. But also, you still have to make some bread and take care of responsibilities. DJ Static, can you please elaborate on what you just said, please? People need to hear this.
Listen, at the end of the day, everybody's situation is going to be different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, I've been in two spots. I once did not have a job, but I was making a lot of beats. And when I got a job, I was able to buy more equipment to make better beats. You know, and my thing is like I didn't want a handout from anyone. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know what people's intents are. And then like probably 5-10 years, they said, "Oh yeah, you owe me for this because I got you this." I'm like, "Nah, we're not gonna do that." But at the end of the day, man, it's like, yo, at the end of the day, it's like no one's handed out. Like, you're not getting a beat for $15,000 no more. You know what I'm saying? Because now everybody's making beats. So, you know, you got people that's going to undercut you. Say, yo, I'll sell your beat for $100. That's no money for me. You know what I'm saying? That's
just
dropping the water. So, listen, at the end of the day, like, we all have jobs that we don't like, but we have to report to. And that's sometimes you got to do what you have to do in order to do what you want to do. So I just use this job as a way to fund my love and career for music.
Well, honey, there you go. We're gonna throw out the air horn for that one. I think that's a very real thing to put out there, and I think more people need to hear it because, well, we had there's this producer out here named First Official, and he's actually a person that used to teach. Before teaching, he would wake up at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to bang out beats and then go teach his students. You know what I mean? Like, you still had to like work that out in your day, you know what I mean? Make something happen. So just hearing that, I hope people are knowing, like, you need to keep your day job, you know what I mean? Fund that shit and make shit happen, man. But very, very dope. Very, very dope. And then also, can you speak? So wait, are you, because I'm not sure, you says, are you Are you currently doing anything with Immortal Technique at this moment? I know you're like the resident DJ, but are you like, are you guys currently working on anything or touring at all?
We haven't been touring yet. We'll, you know, we spoke about it, but we haven't been touring yet. So I guess once the show starts coming up, then we'll be back on road.
Okay. Do you miss touring life?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So let me ask you this. Being that you talked about keeping your day job, when it comes to touring, how do you then work that out? And I ask that because let's say, you know, a person is keeping their day job and now they have an opportunity to go out there and, you know, put their music out there a little bit more or tour a little bit more to get known a little bit more. How do you balance that out?
Well, for one, like my vacation days, if I, you know, the way I look at it is, in order for me to take a vacation day off, I gotta get money elsewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, it has to be more than what I make in a day for me to take a day off to go do something like that. You know what I'm saying? So I keep that in mind. And that's just with anything, man. Like, even DJing, like, can't nobody come to me and be like, yo, listen, man, I'm gonna give you $250 just to DJ. And I was like, well, I make like double, if not triple that amount in a day. So, you know, I'd rather just go to work. I mean, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it got to make sense, you know,
and
time-wise and dollars, yeah. So, you know, I have to look at it like that.
Nah, I think that was probably one of the best gems we've had in the past month or so, man. So that helps out a lot of folks. I hope it helps out a lot of folks. That may be right.
I mean, let me add something to this too, because like, you know, we got producers out there saying that, like, you shouldn't be making beats. You know, you shouldn't have if you have a 9-to-5, you shouldn't be making beats. And I totally disagree with that. You know,
Yeah, that sounds hella stupid. I don't really.
Yeah.
So really?
They say that because you don't put in that much time to, you know, to your music. You should, you know, you shouldn't have a 9-to-5. You don't put that much time to music. I mean, listen, everybody's situation is different. You know what I mean? That's the only thing I say. You know, you might be a father of three kids. You have to work, you know, and still follow your passion. It can be done. Look what we're doing right now. I'm at work, and you know, I'm here having an interview with y'all, and I love it. You know what I'm saying? So there should be no excuse. I don't care what nobody say. You know, keep your job. You know what I'm saying? Don't let anybody who's an entrepreneur shit on you having a 9-to-5. Because at the end of the day, we support the entrepreneur. I keep getting that name messed up. Entrepreneurship. Like, we support that. Us 9-to-5ers, we support that. So without us, what they be selling? Like, what how would they make money if we're not at 9-to-5s?
Exactly.
You need capital at the end of the day. So you don't have any capital.
So that's my stance on that. You know?
Yep.
Shout out to everybody with a 9-to-5, shout out to entrepreneurs, but you know, at the end of the day, you know.
You can still do both.
You can still do both.
Look what Scotty Flippin
said. What he say?
I got three kids and two jobs, and I still make beats. And that was his beat, like the beat before, right?
Yeah.
Listen, the one valuable thing is this: in life, you got 24 hours in the day. Your 24 hours is gonna be different from my 24 hours. It's what you choose with your 24 hours that matters.
Facts. You know, I heard something. Steve Harvey said this. It was something where he was like, he's like, no man that's out there trying to get it. I'm paraphrasing. He's like, no man that's really out there trying to get it sleeping 8 hours a day. See, 8 hours a day is a third of your life. What are you supposed to be doing with that time? And once I heard that, I was like, unless I really need it, I'm not. Nah, 8 hours is almost too much. A third of my life is too much. I got other things I could be doing at this time. So, yeah, you just got to take advantage of it, man, and see what's good. So thank you for sharing that, Jim. Now here's the deal. We have a few more minutes and we got to make it to 8. We have to make it to 8. We're too close. We're at 5.
Yeah, we have fun.
You know what I mean? DJ Static's at work. We got to make it to 8, bro. So, Trench, who's next on the chopping block?
Next up, we got Thunder Tracks with Twitch.
All right, cool. We're taking a listen right now to B Club Podcast. Keep it a cut it. Let's get it. Let's go.
Childish maneuvers. They begin to bore me. And then follow it. It's a bore me.
high. So I'm just going to turn it down because I feel as though I'm not keeping it. Unless you're going to keep it. Are you keeping this?
No, I'm not keeping it either. It just was... you could kind of hear what they were trying to do, but I feel like it just didn't work. That's it. Didn't work. That's all.
We ain't got to say much. Just throw it out there.
It wasn't bad. It just didn't work.
Let's go to the next folder, man. Who we got next, bro?
Hold on. Let me get this.
Static's throwing up the scissors and shit.
Oh, nice. Next up, we got 808 Diffraction. You got to keep it last week on the show, and this is called No Time to Die.
All right, let's say listen right now to B Club Podcast. Keep it or cut it. Let's get it. Let's go.
808 Diffraction.
I should have known I'd leave alone. Just goes to show that the blood you bleed is just the blood you own.
The Beat Club.
We were a pair, but I saw you there. Too much to bear. You were my life, but life is far away from fair. Was I stupid to love you? Was I reckless to help? Was it obvious to everybody else?
I have to cut it because we do not allow, or we do not keep or cut beats with full-blown acapellas or vocals over it. So even though it could have been a super dope beat, we have to cut it for that reason. If you have that beat, again, that you can send without the vocals, feel free to send it to Beat Club Podcast. But if it has the vocals, it definitely is going to get a cut on the Beat
Club.
Sure,
for sure.
Next.
All right. Next up, we got Bootleg. And this joint is called Adult Situations, a.k.a. Entanglement.
Shit. I'm going to take a listen right now to Beat Club
That's
Podcast.
That's not the title, though.
Okay.
I made up the end.
Let's go.
The Beat Club.
Beat Club, let's talk about this one. Would you keep it? Would you cut it? Do you have someone special on it? I'm going to go directly to DJ Static for his feedback to see what's good. Static, man, how did you feel about this beat? And what's the word?
I'm going to have to cut it.
Ooh, why so?
I don't know. I guess the mood, I don't know. The mood is different for me. I don't know.
No, it's okay. Sometimes it just ain't your cup of tea for today. That's all.
Yeah.
So, we got a cut it from DJ Static. Trench, what's the way?
I'm going to safe keep it. I feel like it was artist ready.
Gotcha.
Just needed, you know, some vocals on it. Somebody getting creative. Drake. Drake was on it. I mean, we ain't really listening, but you hearing him?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Damn. I hear both of you guys, though, on this one. Like, not you and Drake. I hear you and DJ Static on your feedback. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it. That's a safety.
Yeah.
And a keep, but then that's a cut it.
Yep.
So it's secondly a cut.
And Lauren said keep too.
Oh, damn. Keep it. That's all right.
Just one of those.
Yeah. You know what? Static ain't going to mind one beat he don't completely like on the beat tape. So we'll throw the six up there. Don't worry. You can skip over it if you don't like it, player.
Taylor made it said, man, Drake could rap over one in order.
He could.
Bro, I tell you, it's funny as fuck, yo. Right, you're funny.
Yo, you know what? Before we get into the next beat, I got to play this other beat by DJ Static that we didn't touch.
Yeah, let's do that.
This joint called Claire. Now, I only avoided it because of the name. But it's V2. It's Claire V2, which leads me to believe this shit's a banger. So, I don't know. He's 4 for 4. I'm going to see if he's 5 for 5.
I'm either thinking Claire Huxtable.
Man, Claire Huxtable, bad boy. Always bad.
And I was thinking of that that crazy ass movie from back in the day, but that's actually Carrie, so that's not it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Claire Huxtable it is.
Shout out to Claire Huxtable. If you ever had a crush on Claire Huxtable, salute to you too. Jeez, we're going to take a listen to this right now. DJ Static, Claire V2, B Club Podcast. Let's get it. Let's go.
The B Club.
I gotta step my game up.
Yeah, this makes you just.
This is exactly what the fuck I need.
Yeah, this right here. 5 for 5, all funky. Yeah. I think that's a B Club Podcast first.
You got the stamp too, Hard Body Karate.
You got the stamp, the Hard Body Karate. Put it up there on the screen. Yeah, you did. What people saying? Yup. Music, yeah. They're feeling it.
In my spine. That's how you know it's that groove.
We just also missed what Fit Claire did from Killer Minds. She was a real serial. Yeah. People are rocking with yo.
She said that's a love note.
Wow. Yeah. Claire.
is that true?
I wish. I wish I took Claire Huxtable to the prom.
Yeah. Damn, bro. This is absolutely amazing, man. If I haven't already, I'm gonna throw it out there one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 defense, man. That was absolutely phenomenal. What do you have, like a project coming out, or do you have like a certain song or something coming out soon that we need to pay attention to? Because we just heard 5 bangers from you throughout the whole show. And we need to find out where to get more and how quickly this is coming into our lives. Any information on that?
So I got like 3 beat tapes I put out. They're on Bandcamp. One's called Zone 222. Then you got the love tape. And then my favorite is the Tour After Life beat tape.
The Tour After Life?
The Tour After Life, yeah. Basically, it was beats I was making while I was on tour. And then, you know, when I got off tour, it was just basically like basically my recap of what I went through while I was on tour.
Gotcha. I'm actually
so like
look
the
up
titles. Here. Yeah. So like the titles are like the titles are basically like stuff like for example, I Can't Stand IHOP. I think it is.
Oh, I see it. Return Flight from Rome, the Bowery.
Yeah, the Bowery.
Yeah, A World Without Idiots, Hotel Room Key Skit. Control your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw this link up right now. I'm gonna throw it up there for the people so they can check it out. Let's do this now.
Also, I got my peoples called Billion Man Rebellion. They about to drop a second project on I want to say on Tuesday called A Ghost Lineage. And also, they got a project before that. It's called The Static Files. I actually produced the whole EP. I'm working slowly but surely. I'm working. So that's a project y'all want to check out too. These dudes are from Jersey. One's from Jersey, one from Brooklyn. So you know, if you really like to hear lyricism, you know, they're going back and forth. You know what I'm saying, over some static beats. Definitely hit that up.
And that's also, you also have your webpage. Is it the Is it DJ Static NYC?
Yes. What up, Mark?
Yo.
What's the word?
I've been tuned in the whole time, man. I apologize for not being in the studio on time, man. That's my fault,
that's
man.
All
I
had good. A night last night, man. It's all good, man.
Me and Static had the same birthday, bro.
I saw that. That's just crazy. That's my big sister's birthday too. February 22nd. Definitely. That's my heart. So now y'all definitely good people. And me and Static got a lot of common, man. We like a whole lot of polo. And we love that.
I see you though.
And we love cigars too. So I wanted to ask you this, bro. What's your top three cigars?
Ooh.
Aventura? Yeah, and also this, I ain't gonna front. There's that. There's have you ever smoked Superfly?
Yes, I smoked one recently. Them shits are kind of expensive too.
Are they working?
Nah, those shits are fresh though. Yeah. Fly joints are fresh. I had one recently.
And there's it's a cigar from Honduras.
That's where I'm from.
Yeah, there's a brand that has like the gold. It has like the gold. Why keep? Is it Cavalier? I think it is.
What is it?
Is it Cavalier?
Cavalier.
It's a cigar that has like a gold, like diamond, like a gold leaf on it. It has it on the cigar.
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with that.
I'm checking it out now.
I'm not familiar
with that
one.
Good old Google.
Okay.
You said it has it's a leaf on it?
Yeah,
I see it. I see it. Mariners these.
Okay, let me. I never had one of those. I seen one recently too. But I never had.
Yeah, those are from Honduras. Those are really good.
Okay. I'm gonna try it. I gotta try that.
Yeah, they're really good.
Okay.
So, here's the deal. I know we're at six. I know we have some beats that we need to go over as well to see if we can make it to eight, unless we want to add Static's beats in there as well. But we're gonna go through some beats real quick to see if we can make it to eight before the time is up. Is that cool with you, Static?
That's cool. Go ahead. I'm good.
All right, cool. Let's get it. French man, who do we got next on the chopping block, bro?
Next up, we got J Dub, and this is called Dissension.
All right. J Dub,
what are we drinking?
Please make sure that you include your metadata because it came up as something separate or different than what Trench mentioned. But let's take a listen right now to B Club Podcast. Keep it, cut it. Let's get it. Let's go.
Got the passion punch.
Yeah.
Club. All right, I'm just gonna turn it down. This is not my cup of tea today. Are you guys keeping this?
No, but I'm keeping this punch right here.
That punch is hitting. I'm not. I've heard DJ Static beats all day today. I'm not.
Yeah, my. That's actually a fact.
Cutting. Cool.
Next beat, Trench. We got.
Next up, we got King Johannes with Taboo.
I love the fact that Static is at work and on the podcast at the same fucking time. That's real G shit.
Yeah, that's some shit I would do.
Let's go.
Back with another exclusive. Oh.
All right, B Club, let's talk about this real quick. Anybody here in this virtual room cutting this beat?
I'm going to throw my safe, keep it away. I didn't get a chance to throw it away earlier. But I mean, I think it's a dope beat overall. But I mean, I just think, you know, just more of a preference thing, just in terms of like the drum programming. I would have wanted to hear something different. Mm-hmm. But dope sample. You made that shit work and mm-hmm. it had high energy. So I'll keep it.
All right. Trenchman, what's the word?
I'm going to keep it, but it's not as good as what we've heard before. It's cool, though.
It's cool.
I wanted to hear more of the kick coming through. And I don't think I heard a bass bump. Or maybe it just didn't come in yet.
But the kick was heavy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, I just didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't hear it in the mid. Didn't really hear it.
But that's a keep it, though. So we got a safe keep it and the keep it. I'm going to go to DJ Static and see what's good. DJ Static, what's the word, sir?
I'm going to keep it. But y'all, I ain't going to front, though. Y'all, like, really critique the shit out of the beats. I like that, though. Y'all, like,
I mean,
going
you call
like, the Sonics, the kick, yo. Snare could have been, yo. I fought with y'all, yo.
And yo, Static, man, I mean, you the same person that told Redman about the track, you know what I mean? So
that's why I appreciate that, man. We'll talk.
So we're going to throw that keep it out there because it's important. Keep it. And we can throw that seven out there while we figure out who's next on the chopping block trench. Let us know what it is.
All right, next up we got
a seven.
Only One Rich Hustle with Someday, all the way from Detroit. All
right, we're going to take a listen.
What's up?
People podcast, keep it, cut it. Let's get it.
Hey,
let's
you said go. What? Yeah, okay.
All right, B Club, we talked about it, but you guys talk about it in the comments. Would you keep it? Would you cut it? Do you hear someone special on it? Bros, are we cutting this beat? I'm not.
Beat of the week for me.
We ain't cutting it. This sound like some shit Marin will hop on talking to a thick thing.
thick thing sound like a title, bro.
Yeah.
Let me check with DJ Static, man. Let me see if DJ Static, you got some time real quick to let us know what it is.
He thumbs up. All
right, cool. So we got the thumbs up from Static. Everybody else is keeping it. We're going to throw it out there, man. Looks like we made it to 8. Keep it. So this is what we'll do, man, because I know Static is busy as well. Static, man, if you can hear me right now, we did make it to 8. So I got a question to ask you, my dude. What will you name this beat tape so that it can go everywhere? What are we going to name this beat tape?
I could name whatever I want.
Whatever you want.
That's a hard one.
It's on you. It ain't on us anymore.
What about
Hold on. You said want a torch?
Keep your day job.
I think it should be.
Keep your day job is a fire beat tape. Keep your day job.
I think
keep your day job is I like that. I was gonna say the working man's a sucker.
So we got keep your day job. All right, yes. Cool. So that's what we call this, keep your day job. So Static, man, being that you're at your day job right now, and we're about to wrap up the show. Is there anything that you want to say to the people before we go?
Shit, I have one more to play for y'all. I don't know if
you
want to
hear the last one.
Fuck it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's what we'll do. We have one more in the folder that we need to go through, anyways, and then I'll download this last one from Static.
Yeah.
So we're gonna make that happen. Static is working, but he's still here for that work.
I like how he make himself look busy. That shit fire.
Yo, man, these polos don't pay for themselves, man.
Yeah. Oh shit, that's too funny, man.
Trench, man, before we get to the DJ Static joint that I got to download, man, who's next on the chopping block? Let me know. Got
our brother Peter Perfect.
Yeah.
With Space Program.
All right, let's take a listen right now to the B Club Podcast. Keep it a cut. Let's get it. Let's go.
They're everywhere. Yo, that's a level one right there. What?
All right, B Club, let's talk about it. With the people, would you cut it to hear something special on it? Let me just talk to the boys real quick. Everybody here, we cutting this beat or we keeping this beat? What's the word?
It was a little underwhelming at first, but after a while listening to it and actually reading the comments from all my gamers on Twitch, they said they like it. And I started hearing it in a video game mix. It was like some Sonic and Eazy-E, Dr. Dre type shit. I don't know how the fuck you did that, but it worked.
All right, cool, man. Marin ain't saying nothing, so that must mean it was decent.
No, yeah, I feel exactly how Avery feels. Like, at first, I was kind of like, nah, but as it progressed, I liked it. You know what I'm saying? It was dope. I'm going to keep it. All
right, cool. Static, man, I don't know if you can hear us right now, man, but are you going to keep it or cut it?
He said, yes.
Okay. That's the work thumbs up.
All right, man. So check it out. We got 9 keep it. We're going to throw it out there. Let me make sure that you can hear it.
Keep it.
That's important. So here's the deal, right? Let me make sure I got this. So DJ Static sent over one more beat. Yeah. So we got to play this beat. Now, he's 5 for 5. I haven't heard any other guests go 5 for 5 before. He's trying for 6 for 6. All right.
Oh, by the way, that beat, I guess it was a 3/20/19. That's when this whole COVID thing happened.
Yep. Oh, okay. All right. So this is right around when the pandemic started happening. He's trying to go for 6 for 6. B Club Podcast first. We're going to take a listen to it right now. Let's get it. Let's go.
Who the fuck is this?
Who the fuck is this?
DJ Stars.
Another flesh.
Hi, B Club. This is the moment when all of you guys, you look at your DAW, look at your NPC, and you say, what the fuck am I doing with that? This man just went 6 for 6. B Club Podcast.
Dumbness.
Jeez.
The dumbness.
All right, man. So look, I'm
just going to keep your day job.
Yo, we gotta use that for the drop on the tape. No lie.
Keep your motherfucking day.
Yo, man, I'm putting that in the background. But also, wait, didn't Marin nominate a beat of the week?
Yes, sir. Only one Rich Hustle. All
right, so that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna pull this Only One Rich Hustle join up. See if DJ Static's gonna pop back up in frame. But we're gonna pull this up real quick. There was no contender with this beat of the week nomination, though, right?
Nah, no contender unless it's Static. And all six of those beats.
And Static wins, bro. So we're gonna do this. Only one Rich Hustle. I'm gonna pull that up right now. Put that in the background. Let me see. Is Static around? Static, you around? If he's not around, this is what we'll do. If he comes back around, that's what we'll do real quick. Avi, can you just keep an eye on that? Let me know if he comes back into the feed.
Gotcha.
All right, cool. So we're gonna play this in the background real quick. All right. And we're going to go around the room and talk to the bros. So first and foremost, the beat tape is called Keep Your Day Job.
I think that's a fire title.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah, Motivate Marin in the building. Marin, any words that you want to share? Any dates you want to put out there? Floor's yours.
Hey, man, like I always say, love is the answer and the cure. Check on your loved ones. Let them know that you love them. Beat Club Podcast, live 200th episode, Sunday, August 29th at Sonya Nightclub in Cambridge, Mass. It's going to be from 6 to 10 p.m. Make sure you pull up, and then we're going to announce the lineup soon, man. I'm lining some things up. Got some special guests coming through. Real excited about that. And we'll definitely give you some updates on the Stubby Q. That's tentative right now for Sunday, August 8th. And that's just going to be a private location. Brews, a little bit of food. Of course, that good tree in the air. And yeah, man, that's about it, man. I ain't got shit else to say.
All right. Trench, man, what's the word?
Ain't much to say. But shout out to my boy, King LA, my son. He started basketball training with my brother, T. Mosley, a couple days ago.
Nice.
He's going to be getting his Steph Curry on pretty soon. He think he nice. He all right, though. But something to say to the people. Something I wrote on my Twitter earlier, which is balancing life is important. And it doesn't mean everything should be balanced at the same time, because that's impossible. That's never going to fucking happen. But sometimes one thing will be up, the other thing will be down. Just make sure you notice when the down thing needs some attention to it and bring it back up. And something else might go down. You just keep trying to get that balance right. That's all.
Right.
And shout out to Static, because this motherfucker got me up. Like, I'm ready to make beats. I'm supposed to be going to dinner after this. I don't even want to go no more, because I'm going to make beats.
Static is back right now. Let me pull him up. Let me see. Static, crazy, man, you good? Can you hear us?
Yo, I'm here, bro.
Yeah, we actually doing a...
yeah, I hear y'all. I was hearing y'all along.
Is there anything that you want to say to the people? Let them know where they can follow you. Let them know how they can get in touch with you. The floor is yours, King.
You can hit me up on the DM on IG.
He might be frozen.
Static222.
There we go.
Yo, I'm speaking. Yeah, so y'all can hit me on DJ Static 222 on IG. You can hit me on the DM. I would really appreciate y'all who support those V-tapes. Shout out to everybody that's been following me. Shout out to, you know, all the producers' platforms for producers to play their joints. You know. And thank you, Mark, for even inviting me. Thank y'all. You know, like I said, I've been a fan. And I actually have fun being in here with y'all, you know.
Thank you, King. We appreciate you and your time, man. Very much so. And thank you for just balance.
We just do one more thing real quick. Wow. Shout out to Max. Shout out to Elite Ebony. Shout out to Mrs. Lightweight, they sent bits, and
so Static, man, we'll definitely be signing off with you, bro. Hope all is well. Have a good time at work. Don't worry for Too Hard, and thank you for all your time that you gave us today, King. And if I don't see you by your birthday, have a great birthday for 2222. Do something amazing, all right? You owe it to yourself.
Yo, same to you, brother.
All right, King.
I appreciate you, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Got it.
All right.
Thank you, King. All right. So also, I want to say this. So we did, Merrin did nominate Rich Hustle for the beat of the week. Now, I got to put this out there because, you know, we recently have created a partnership with Isotope.
Yes, sir.
So I want to put this out there. So for every beat of the week that we nominate on the show, you know, we battle them out on first Sundays. That beat of the week goes ahead and then can become a beat of the month winner. If you decide to send it some fire and it makes beat of the week and then becomes beat of the month, you will get a 1-year subscription to Isotope Music Production Suite Pro.
1 year.
1 year. That's access to all of their pro music products, plus exclusive tutorials, presets, samples, and resources to help you deliver the highest quality sound every time. Now, there is a demo out there if you wish to go try it, but if you're like, fuck it, I just want the 1 year subscription, send in those beats, make sure they're fired, because if they get nominated and you battle them out on first Sunday and they win, you get 1 year subscription, free 99. So, Rich Hustle Pro, I mean, Rich Hustle, we'll see you on first Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Is that Merrin said everything about the dates. Trent said all the gems that he needed to say, man. I think I'm good for today. And I don't know. Do I have any words I want to share with the folks?
Nah. Hey, man. Salute to Loops, man.
I don't know.
What big up? Big up to you, man. I saw your post the other day in regards to like how you're handling the graphic design thing and how you locked in a super dope client.
Yes.
Moving forward. So big up to you, man. Gotta salute you on that because that's important, man.
Yeah, big shout out because we both locked that.
We both locked that. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so
good shit.
Salute to y'all.
Good shit.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. That's what it is. Yeah, thank you for that, Merrin.
Yeah, for real.
And you know what? I'll say this. I'll share this with you because I feel as though this is a really good time for us to give the world a part of ourselves and put it out there. Something I was told by a supervisor at Mines, and she said, look, humble season is over. And I found out, you know, humble people, we don't ever give ourselves enough credit. We always say we're trying when truthfully we're already doing.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, like we don't big ourselves up enough. Like I could be a very loud person about all the accomplishments I have and all the things that I've been doing, but I haven't. I don't know if it's because I'm humble or stupid, but I believe there's a fine line. It's time to promote yourself. Promote yourself, put yourself out there. And if you can't do it, tell someone else to do it for you, man. Humble season is over. Life is only but so long. So please big yourself up while you're here. And surround yourself with people you can big up as well. So because they didn't see it, say it. Funk Latte is out on Bandcamp. Make sure you go ahead and buy that right now. Go ahead and stream it as well. And then on top of that, M2 is definitely out there. And I know Merrin is working on some new music. So producers, once again, if you're looking for any artist that has that fire flame in their lyrics, as an MC, respects the beat, knows what the fuck to do with it. Plus, on top of that, you might even just take it to Megazord. You might make a live fucking performance out of it as well, which is super dope.
100.
Motivate Merriman. Where do they send beats to you again? Like how? How you getting beats nowadays?
Hey, man. MarkMerriman at gmail.com.
There you go. Simple as that. Send it to Mark Merriman. Get familiar. And yeah, we all got to go make beats, man. We listen to DJ Static all day.
Yeah, I got
this. Needs to happen.
I'm listening to that shit on the way home, going right in my email, bumping his shit.
Oh, lastly, last thing. I did not put this out there. We'll be putting some news out there this week. Once again, it's around that season, man. We're going to be hunting for beats for LFOD's alumni cypher. They're going to be doing their alumni cypher at Who Pop this year in August. So we're going to be putting something out there. You already know how it is. You can submit as many cypher beats as you want. The Beat Club will go through them, send us over to them. The artist will pick it. And if you're one of the lucky four, then that means your beat will get, you know, all types of MCs just spitting on your beat. And there'll be video footage, extra promotion, et cetera, et cetera. So pay attention to that on our social network. And that's Beat Club Podcast on all social networking platforms. So thank you again. And yeah, because I can say it on radio, I'm going to say it right now.
She.
We out.
The Beat Club.